feeling a little bit sluggish after winter? Well, spring has sprung, days are warmer, and it's time to regroup and refresh. You know that you've been thinking about it. Well, so have we. Katie King from The Balanced Nutritionist has been a registered nutritionist for 10 years and is a certified metabolic balance practitioner. She has appeared on Channel 7 News, has featured in the Courier Mail, and here she is here at 101.5 today to speak about spring, wellness and fresh habits. And we're ready for it. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Katie, given your experience as a nutritionalist, can you provide us with one or two real little nuggets that you believe lead to positive improvements in someone's health that perhaps aren't discussed very often?
Yeah. So one of the things that I find is missed often is just the importance of drinking enough water. I don't think we talk about it enough. And I see plenty of people that say they've tried everything and followed every program under the sun, but they're still not hydrating. So just hitting that baseline of, you know, 2 liters as a minimum water intake every single day can really go a long way. It can help with energy. It can help you feel fuller. So sometimes we recognize hunger cues and mistake them when we're actually just thirsty, and it's just important for like normal bodily functions and detoxification as well. And then probably the second one is eating 3 proper meals. So we've given a lot of airtime things like fasting and even snacking a lot as well has come in and out of vogue, but at the end of the day, eating at least 2, but ideally 3 proper meals a day is really what we should be doing. So a proper meal really is something with a bit of protein, some veggies or salad, and, you know, a bit of carb as well, and as wholesome or as real as possible. It doesn't have to be first thing in the morning. You know, you can still fast through to 10 or 11 o'clock, but this whole idea of you know, eating very little all day sometimes or often doesn't work because people just end up really, really hungry and then they just go for anything that can give them, you know, the quickest amount of energy possible, you know, because they're just crashing.
Well, there's a couple of good little hints right up there. And just very quickly, Katie, you know, everybody said that you've got to get out and have, you know, have breakfast like a king and lunch like a prince and dinner like a pauper. Is that sort of still the go?
Yeah, I think in a lot of cases that does ring some truth. That first meal of the day to break the fast should be a decent meal. And then ideally you do want to eat a little bit lighter in the evening for the sake of your digestion and being able to go to sleep without a full heavy stomach as well.
Now, Katie, this is your first time that you've spoken with us here on 101.5's Health and Wellbeing show, and I understand your focus is mainly on this metabolic health in particular. Can you tell us a little bit more about metabolic health? I'm hoping that you can enlighten us and enlighten our listeners on this.
Yeah, sure. So I guess metabolic health or metabolic balance or metabolic flexibility, whatever you want to sort of frame it up as, just refers to the state in which the body is actually functioning properly, particularly on a hormonal level. And that doesn't just include, you know, our sex hormones, but also things like our insulin levels and even things like our adrenaline and cortisol and that sort of thing as well. And it's a state where, you know, our organs are doing what they should be doing and everything, I suppose, is in balance from a pathology perspective too. So it's important to think about health and metabolic health, that they go together. And the reason why I think this concept is really important is because sometimes we don't respect health enough. You know, people try random programs and they, you know, they often just give anything a go. Whereas metabolic health and metabolic flexibility and metabolic balance reminds us that health is an all body and a very holistic thing. And it's very, very important, and we need to respect it, and we really should be striving for it all the time, not just, you know, for a season here and there, if that makes sense.
Well, it certainly does. Katie, I think that many of us can identify with feeling exhausted and tired, even though we try to make the right choices. Metabolic balance is a fascinating subject. And Katie, I wonder if you might come and talk to us again. I mean, thank you for talking to us today and sharing your knowledge. What would you say about that if we give you a call from time to time in our health and wellbeing show?
Sure, Rosemary, that would be lovely.
Oh, good one. And listeners, if you've heard this and you'd like to hear it again, jump onto the 1015fm.com.au website and you can hear Katie, as I said, and this might just improve your health and get you match fit. Thank you, Katie.
Thanks for having me.